This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hexclad, blending stainless steel and nonstick tech for unmatched performance. Save up to 30% off by clicking the link below. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 751. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Trying to go back in time. Matt Ruth, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, walking the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
My brain shorts are good. I was thinking of UFC 327, and then I'm like, wait, that's not right.
Like, oh, no.
Yes, Mark, we're actually almost exactly half of what I what the UFC, 327, 751, you know?
Something like that, yeah.
So, crazy.
It's a couple.
On our way to 1,000. Good old one.
Yes, at least 1,000. Oh, man.
What's going on? I don't know. I got the AC kicking because we're in this weird space in the Midwest where it's like summer and it's winter at the same time. So and inside it's summer and outside it can be summerish, but winterish. So it's like too hot and humid.
Yeah.
Fucking cooking. So
we're having like these 40, 50 degree swings from day one to day two. Yep. And I think it hit 80 some odd degrees today. Fuck. And
it was nice
out. It got hot fast because I was outside cutting the grass. So like, what the fuck? I think it started, it was like in the 50s and then it hit 80 before I was done. I'm like, this was like within an hour, went from okay to fucking hot. And then everyone's complaining, turn the air conditioning on. I'm like, fine. I haven't fully cleaned out the air conditioner, but it's clean enough. So, yeah, I was trying to think if there's, I haven't heard any Chicago Bears rumors. I was hoping there'd be some action on that front. I know the draft's coming up a couple weeks, isn't it? Sometime in April, end of April, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's the third week in April, maybe not next week, but the week after. Okay. So I never know like what the fuck their plan is, but so far so good. The last couple seasons seems like it's getting better.
Dude, we're trending up.
I hope we continue. I haven't even heard all that noise surrounding them moving kind of died down too. So
I think they're going to be in Indiana.
No way. Don't say that.
Because I think they are agreeing to no property taxes in Indiana. Yeah. And there's no way Illinois can beat that. Illinois was trying to do something retarded. And I think they were trying to charge $80 million a year. For property taxes? Yes.
Oh, good Lord.
And I think the next closest team in the NFL was like $3 million or something like that. It's proportionally crazy, but that's fucking Illinois for you, right?
Yeah.
Highest property taxes in the 50 states. And they're like, oh, let's just try to bleed one more team. Well, guess what, fuckface? You're going to lose the Bears. So stupid property taxes. Anyway, I digress. Let's do a little UFC 327 recap.
Oh, yeah. Yuri Prochazka versus Carlos Ullberg, main event. You want to talk about that? That fight and I think the Blades, Josh Hockett fight might be the two to talk about. But I'm open to talking about others if you like.
Mostly those. I mean, it was kind of cool. I didn't know President Trump was going to be there. So I'm like, oh shit.
I think a lot of the ringside dudes were wearing like the red tie and the black jacket thing. Like they looked like a bunch of Trump guys were running around. Like when they would come in and then like do the stools and stuff, they're all dressed up like Trump. Yeah.
I'm like, oh shit. So let's see, where do we start? Yo, Yuri and Ullberg. So it's a fucking weird fight. Fucking Carlos. Like he injures his knee, his leg, something. And then
I think he blew out his knee, kind of like how what's his nuts did against was it Anderson Silva?
Cote,
Yeah.
Patrick Cote,
Like
Anderson
similar, he
Silva.
stepped weird or something, I
Yes.
think, and it just blew out. So
And then Jiří didn't want to like go hard after him and finish him.
he was being
And
really weird about the whole, like, I'm like, what is he doing? Then he gets KO'd.
he gets fucking easy left hook.
I'm like,
And then
oh
like,
no.
bah-da-da-da-da-da. Like, man, what the f what are you doing? It's just so crazy. And now Ullberg may have a torn ACL. I don't know if they confirm that.
Yeah, I thought
But
they did today. I thought they said
oh,
that
okay.
was confirmed. Yeah.
Shit, man. And then someone made this post to kind of compare like what I was talking about with the craziness. They said, 2000 fans had Diego Sanchez, 2010 fans had Tony Ferguson, 2020 fans, you got Jiří Prokrajíc with his fucking retarded training. But that kind of goes to show you like the weirdness of the man. And I think Dana White was even talking about Jiří saying when he heads into the woods after a call before deciding if he takes a fight. This is Dana talking. So when you call him to take the fight, he goes into the woods, talks to whoever is there spiritually, and comes back a few days later to say yes or no. I'm like, what the fuck? This is it, that's 100%. That's the lineage of a Diego Sanchez,
Yeah.
a Tony Ferguson, and now Yuri's in that
That makes
category.
sense. We got Diego, what is it, New Mexico, Arizona, where he was.
Yes.
Then it went west to freaking Tony Ferguson. And now we're all the way
Like
west.
fucking.
So I'm guessing it's going to come around. The UK is next. We're going to get in the 30s. We're going to have the UK,
Sure.
whoever that is from the UK.
I don't know,
Fucking
but
crazy.
it's fucking weirdness all around, right? I don't really have anything else for that. I'm just kind of disappointed, but not
Super.
surprised, Because now also you have a champion who's probably going to lose the title because I think that's going to take 9 months to a year to heal.
Yeah.
So, interim champion.
Yep. Okay, let's talk about the heavyweight fight. Before we get into the fight itself, I don't know if
Yeah.
you saw this weird weigh-in video. I don't know if Hokit was goofing around,
He
but,
was goofing around,
or
but.
is he having like a short circuit? He's acting very strange.
He came out as like three different characters. Like he's trying to be a WWE guy, and like his shtick is just not working. Not working at all. I mean, the fight was 100% different than the shtick because those guys were trying to fucking kill each other.
Oh, it was
Those are
epic.
the glory days of heavyweight UFC fights that we don't get to see that often anymore.
Slobber knocker, just
Yes.
going, getting after it.
And I think Blades ended up with like a, what was it, a broken orbital and a broken nose. I'm like, that's beautiful. And the guy he fought, the Hockett, it's weird because now Hockett, I know he had to go to the hospital and barring any significant injury, he gets to be on the UFC White House card because President Trump wanted Derek Lewis on the White House card. So then they called everybody, and then it's like, boom, they made it happen. So now you have Derek Lewis versus fucking
Pocket.
Josh Hockett on the
I like
UFC
it.
White House card.
That's epic.
Exactly. It's not like,
They're gonna go blow to blow. I think that
fuck
Trump
yeah.
likes the heavyweights, apparently.
Well, you can just make shit happen. Like, make that card better, President Trump. Let's go.
He's just gonna, yeah, I'm the president. This card sucks. I'm gonna make
Exactly.
some fights.
Dana's like, well, I thought we were good, but
We're not good.
apparently, they want to fucking amp it up a little bit more. So cool on them.
Well, yeah, and then speaking of that card, that White House card, Dana White was commenting over the weekend, talking about like the weather, because I think we had even asked that. What happens if it
Yeah.
rains? All this shit. He's like, it doesn't matter if it fucking snows. We're fighting. We're gonna fight no matter what. The only weather that can fuck us up if it's lightning. He says, if there's lightning, there's no
The whole
fighting.
thing gets shut down.
Yep, there's no fighting if there's lightning. And I'm like, okay, but
So
he's
they
like,
could do it
rain,
the next
snow,
day.
monsoon, doesn't matter, just no lightning. So that's fair. Those are like football rules, right? We just
Yeah.
go no matter what.
Exactly. That's how it should be. And then I had a couple other things from the card. So Jillian Robertson was in attendance at that UFC White House
Oh
card.
yeah. What was she doing? Hey now.
Apparently, you can just wear your bra. Like, what's this about?
I just wear my bra all the time, man.
That's right.
No one questions it.
You gotta sequester your boobs.
What the hell?
So, like, that was going on. They had the UFC weigh-in show. I always see clips of that come across Twitter because they're always doing crazy shit to Lorisenko. So here was the latest one.
Oh, I have this. Yeah, I was gonna play this for you. I have the video.
You can't play it, no.
Oh,
but I'm like, what are we doing? Like,
I don't
it just
know. This
keeps
looks
getting
like some
more and
weird
more
S&M shit.
Sexual and
What is going on? She's just all about it. She probably is enjoying it or something.
Yeah. And then since I did her dirty, like I had to do a proper with like some proper photos of the lady. So, oh my God, this fucking things. Share screen.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. So she keeps in shape. She works out. So, you know, all that. I don't think I have anything else for the
card.
Card, unless you do.
Nope.
Do a little sponsor action.
Sure. Let's go
Manscaped.
Manscaped. Today's video is in partnership with Manscaped, the men's grooming brand trusted by over 13 million men worldwide. I'm thrilled to unveil the latest masterpiece from Manscaped, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in the new Desert Sand colorway. Whoa. This special edition trimmer pairs rugged style with precision and performance. Inspired by endless horizons and built for those who thrive off the beaten path, this is not just a trimmer. It's your
What
ultimate
if I
tool.
beat off on the thriven path?
Well, that's
Whereas,
a different.
wait, strike that, reverse it.
Okay. Either way, it's still the ultimate tool for conquering the wildest terrain. It doesn't matter
Yes.
what you're doing on the path. So just a quick PSA, though, there are limited quantities available in this colorway, so you got to act fast if you want this. Let's check it out.
That's right. Unleash your grooming game with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, the Desert Sand. Experience unparalleled precision with the next-gen dual skin-safe blade heads, one trimmer blade and one foil blade designed for flawless performance. If you're part of the OG Manscaped fam, this trimmer is a tribute to the classics, upholding the same features that we've all come to love. Rechargeable lithium-ion battery, RPM technology for top-notch performance, a travel lock for seamless portability, USB-C charging, and a comprehensive three-level battery life indicator. Join over 13 million, I almost got it right this time, 13 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for all their grooming needs and get the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in colorway Desert Sand while supplies last. And you can get 15% off plus free shipping with code MMA15 at manscaped.com. That's 15% off plus free shipping with code MMA15 at manscaped.com.
Oh, yeah. And also brought to you by Mud Water. Let me tell you, I used to drink a lot of coffee in the afternoon. I switched to Mud Water, and my energy levels have been much smoother. I love their just classic old Mud Water. It's got some cool shit in it. Simple. They call it coffee, but it's not really coffee. It's light coffee. That's good. And are you
this
one of
one's
those
actually
people?
coffee.
Is it actually
There's
coffee?
another one. They have coffee now too.
Oh, they do have coffee. Here you go. Are you one of those people who loves coffee? The taste, the smell, the whole ritual, but the caffeine sends you straight into an anxiety spiral. I love trying coffee shops and fun seasonal drinks, but one full cup and suddenly my heart is sprinting and my brain is running in 12 directions. That's why Mudwater's new low-calf coffee has been such a relief. It's made with organic Arabica? I never know how to say that. Coffee
Yeah, one
beans.
of them.
Yeah. L-theanine and functional mushrooms like lion's mane and cordyceps. So it still tastes like actual coffee, not like some described coffee to a machine, enough to feel awake and dialed in without the jitters, crash, or emotional roller coaster.
And every single ingredient in Mudwater's products are 100% USDA certified, organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, and kosher. There's also zero sugar and no sweeteners added. Ready to make the switch to cleaner energy? Head to mudwater.com. Grab your starter kit today. Right now, our listeners get an exclusive deal. You get up to 43% off your entire order, plus free shipping and a free rechargeable frother. When you use code MMA, that's right, up to 43% off with code MMA at MUDWTR.com. After you purchase, they'll ask how you found them. Please show your support and let them know we sent you. Mudwater. And back to the
back
show.
To the show. I meant to say this at the beginning. I'll just say it now. I don't know if you follow golf in any capacity or you watched any of the Masters this weekend, but man, it was pretty amazing. Rory McIlroy won again, but he tried to lose like more than once. So
I heard he's a cheater. I heard he was taking a private plane out there and playing holes for like a month prior to that.
Is that not allowed?
I don't know. This sounds like not sportsmanship. Like you've got an advantage. You're just going there for a month, taking a private plane and fucking playing
around
rounds.
A golf and then being home for dinner. It's like he goes to work at Augusta.
Right.
So I don't think that's wrong. He's just checking out what's.
Did everybody else get to do that? They if they could afford it.
If they could afford
it's not cheap, but.
No, but I just think it's amazing, like how these dudes, like that course is so fucking difficult and pretty. Like I was reading something about it this week that I didn't even know. They have a special grass area where they, you know how like courses get divots on it?
Mm-hmm.
When you watch Augusta, you don't really see that. So they take chunks of grass from elsewhere and they just, where if there's a bunch of divots, they just replace it with brand new big ass thing of grass. And so that's why it looks so pristine. And I think it's insanely expensive to play there and it's really hard, but. I just love watching like how narrow the tee box is. Can you imagine like you and I are on a tee box and then there's like people 5 feet right and 5 feet left and it's just like 50 yards ahead.
I can
like,
imagine
someone's dying.
Someone is dying 100%.
Someone's taking a golf ball right to the head.
Or the balls like, something. Oh man,
you're
scorching them.
No. And they're able to just do that, which is kind of insane. So
yeah, I saw some guy freak out and break his driver.
Oh, nice.
Was it Sergio something? Garcia something? I don't know
Sergio
the names
Garcia.
Everyone.
I think he's a fighter. I was going to say Garcia, but I'm like, no, I think that's a fighter.
But yeah, so he broke his club and then he's like, I guess I'm going to use the 3-wood from here on out because you can't replace it once you break it. So that's why I saw. I just see clips come across the Twitter feed. So good on everybody, though.
That's good. Rory won second, 2 times in a row. So I think there's only it's him, Tiger, Jack Nicklaus, I want to say like Nick Faldo and one other person. So who's something like that. It's not been done very often. It's fucking too much pressure. Can you imagine? It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I like the pressure. I would usually rise up under pressure. So I would like that.
You would?
I like some pressure. Yes.
Okay.
In a sporting event of sorts. Yes. They dropped a new UFC White House card promo video.
Oh boy.
And they're using Freebird where they have the guitar solo in it. I'm like, ah, that's what we're fucking talking about. Because that was kind of like the Olympics when the men's U.S. hockey team won. I think they were using that. I don't remember if they're using that every time they scored a goal, but I'm sure as shit. Proud of that song, like that's super fucking American. And then also the rendering of the fucking I don't even know what you want to call this. It's not the open air arena.
Let's see.
And
Oh, they
will
they
it look like this?
Oh, holy shit, really?
Like that, like how much is this scaffolding gonna cost? Like,
know,
is that holding
crazy.
up in a storm?
They have it in a storm right now, the way it's set up, so
right. It's fucking crazy.
God, those, if you can buy tickets, I bet you they're
I don't even think you
more
can.
expensive than the Super Bowl.
Forgot what he said. I think Dana said he's got 3,000 that he has access to give out. And I think President Trump has 5,000 for the 8. Oh,
of course, Trump has more.
Yes. Well, you're putting it on his lawn, so he'll have dibs.
He's like, Dana, it's my house. So I get
I
what
don't
I
know.
want.
I'd be kind of terrified to go to it, actually, just
Well,
because
are you
of the
actually the
scrutiny.
owner of the White House while you're the president? Do you actually own the White House?
Why not? I mean, he acts like he does, so who
Is
gives
your
a
name
shit?
On the mortgage?
I love it. Like, here's what we're doing. We're putting a fucking octagon on the goddamn grounds.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to have multiple fights here. This is a new place. This is a new Vegas for UFC.
Well, I think Trump was trying to build some crazy ballroom or something, and they just shut him down on that. So I
Oh,
think,
that got overruled already on appeal. They're
he's like, we're
rebuilding.
gonna need all this stuff. And they're like, no, we're not. We're gonna need none of that stuff, Mr.
Yeah.
Trump. So I don't think so.
So you had all that. What else has happened?
What else is happening? Let me see which one of these stories. Well, okay. So John Jones was talking about retiring, right?
Yes.
And over the weekend, he talked about not retiring because apparently he's taken some sort of peptides or did some sort of stem cell
Stem
thing,
cell,
stem
yeah.
cell, and he's feeling good. And he's like, well, I don't know, you
Feeling
know.
good, a little gay, you know.
So to me, okay, I used to not like this guy. Now I'm just confused because he's not like obnoxious like Conor McGregor is, but he does weird shit. And then it's like he's hanging around, but he's being weird. Why has he got to be so weird?
think he's bi-curious with his personality. You
Okay.
don't know if he's good or evil. And
It's
he
like
doesn't know
ambivalent.
if he's good or
It's
evil.
just kind of like depends on the day.
Right. So you don't know what he is and what he's trying to be. And he might like men, allegedly. So
Fair.
that's out there too. What else did I read today? Oh, I think UFC just signed Gable Stevenson. That just
Okay.
happened. So
That's good.
it'll spice up the heavyweight division a little bit. I was going to pull up this weekend's card to show you how
Garbage.
not epic it is exactly.
Dog scheiße.
Wow, Gilbert Burns versus Mike Malloy or Mallet. I'd like to call him the Mallet. How's that?
Malo, Malo, Malo.
Yeah. And then you just kind of scroll. And you just kind of scroll. And then not one, not two. Oh, hey. But three people with no fucking pictures. So I'm just like, I don't like, I get a little irritated when I see this. Like, how can you expect the fans to get excited for a card when you don't even have enough respect for the fighters to put their fucking pictures up on the website? Like, what is that about? Like, how hard is that? Like, you can use fucking AI to do fight promos, but you can't use a picture or AI on there for the website. They're like, fuck it, doesn't matter, watch the fights. Some weird shit.
Pretty gay and lazy,
Exactly.
seems to me. Both.
Somewhere in between both of those. What else? Quick one. 8 years ago, Conor McGregor threw a dolly at a bus. Remember that?
Yes.
He's going berserk, and Rose Namajunas says fucking PTSD, and Michael Chiesa got cut with some glass, and it was like all sorts of chaos. And I think he was trying to throw one of those partitions that you keep the crowd
Oh
out of the
yeah,
way
going
too. He's like,
crazy.
ah,
Those were the days, man. It was like finally, it was almost like wrestling and MMA together, but
yes,
more violent, like real shit.
and no one gets arrested, and just
Nope.
like whatever,
It's
and
normal.
it's totally normal. And then Connor posted some boxing sparring, which is weird. And I get your take on how he looks here. Mean, he's in the white, all white.
Okay.
It's kind of loud. Not a lot of action.
There's not much going on. What is
No.
happening?
Yeah, I don't need to hear all the gibberish. Like, I want more action.
Huh.
But to me, I don't know. He just looks so fucking slow. I know we're just boxing.
He does.
And his range is way off. Like, he's getting in way too close sometimes. And if that's me, I'm not putting that out or letting anybody put
No,
that
it's odd
video
that he
out.
would even show anybody that. It's weird.
Right. I mean, it's probably because it's someone in the crowd posting, but to me, it looks like dog shit. And I don't know why he's doing like an exhibition spar. They said it was a 3-round exhibition boxing match. So I assume it's just from the UFC standpoint, they're just saying, oh, it's
He's just sparring. It's nothing. So I guess he can just do that. So weird. What else is going on?
Okay, so I have two stories and a KO. So I'll say this. So I don't know if you watched the Tyson Fury fight over the weekend. It was on Netflix. I saw a little bit of it. He looked good. Like his old self, throwing that jab out there. He's calling out Anthony Joshua. He wants to get out there again. This guy is like strange to me because he goes like off the reservation, gets a hook. He's doing all the drugs and drinking and getting fat and out of shape. And then he comes back and he's like a world beater. Like, I don't know how he does this.
It's like Patty Pimblett.
Yeah.
but I think Fury goes way farther.
He does.
With how far out, but he's again heavyweight, so you can probably get away with that a little bit more.
It's like freaking Dennis Rodman. He just goes off the reservation for a while, then comes back. Like,
I hope he shows for the game because we're like in the finals. And motherfuckers, like 10 minutes before Dennis this starts.
Like, why is Dennis in Vegas? Sometimes Dennis got to go to Vegas.
Yeah, he's got to go to the Bunny Ranch. He's going to make some shit happen.
We'll be back.
So yeah, it's a wild lifestyle, but I think that's typical of fighters. Like, it seems like the really good ones have a fucking screw loose at best.
Yep.
And even I keep seeing all this shit about Floyd Mayweather. Just so many people suing him for money. Like, he'll be fighting again before you know it, because I don't know how much that guy has made in his career. Call it probably $500 million, if not more. Just blows through it.
He does.
But I don't think he can even read. So maybe there's a problem with
but he can make a shitload of money, which is
he
so
can, like $100 million a fight or some shit. So, because isn't he supposed to be fighting Pacquiao and Tyson? I think he was doing an exhibition against Tyson. I think he was supposed to do a real fight against Pacquiao, but somehow it's turning into an exhibition.
Yes.
And Pacquiao thought it was a real fight. So I don't know, but he needs money. And I think that's when you put these fighters in uncomfortable positions, because they probably should just stay retired, but then they're coming back for money. And that's the only reason. And it seems like more times than not, when they do that, they get fucking hurt.
Yep.
And you're going to take some blows. And I mean, he's been more of an elusive fighter, which I fucking hate. You know, I like the guys that get in there and fucking bang it out more. He was more he's more like a Dominic Cruz kind of guy. Like, I'm going to get out of the way of everything. Except when he fought Connor, he was way more aggressive because he knew he could be. So, let's see what else. I had TJ Dillashaw was on a podcast with Mighty Mouse, and he was talking about the time that he fought Henan Barao for the title. He said he was only paid $18,000 for the title fight because he was still on his Tough contract for being on the Ultimate Fighter show. And then afterwards, obviously, they ripped the contract up and then he got the fight. But how is that even legal? You're fighting for a title for $18,000? I know you have a contract, but what the fuck? How is that fair?
It isn't, and I think they stick to the contract if it's in their favor, but maybe they don't if it's in the fighter's favor. I don't know. Like, it seems insane. Like, did he get some extra pay-per-view cut or something that we don't know about?
I would hope so. It didn't sound like it, because he's not the champion and he's not the draw. Yeah. He's the up-and-comer, so he probably got nothing. And I think it's similar to Rampage Jackson when he said he came in, and I don't remember who he fought first. If he fought Liddell, I don't remember. But whatever it was, he said he got paid like $7 million for his first fight in the UFC. And then Dana found out about it and canceled it. Because I don't remember if that was when they bought Strikeforce or Pride. I'm not sure, but because they bought all these orgs, and then you buy the contract, and some of the guys you're paying off of a weird ass contract.
Yeah.
And even I think Eddie Alvarez, when he came in from fucking Bellator, like, he had a super inflated contract.
He did.
And they were paying him like way more than market. So just weird. It's always the favor of the UFC and not so much of the fighter, but it is what it is. Anyway, let's see. I got a tattoo rating, couple tweets, and knowledge.
Okay, go for it.
All right. Tattoo rating. Let's see. This is just has nothing to do with fighting. Random tattoo that I come across. So let's get your opinion on
Zero.
this one. You get no, you get a review on this one. It looks decent. So,
Oh, okay. I love these when they wipe them
the
down.
reveal. A little Lord of the Rings.
Ooh. Whoa.
It's
Damn.
got some depth to it,
The
huh?
detail on that is pretty damn good. That's crazy. I love this. This looks great. But I always wonder, what do these look like in like 5 years?
Yeah, how does that hold up over time?
But that I think that's pretty awesome. That's almost photorealistic.
Yeah, that's fucking
Wow.
insane.
I'm gonna give it a 9.
Okay, I hear that. I concur. Get some couple tweets. And then you got a KO, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see what I see here. A couple signs gone wrong. So, in case of emergency, hurl your enormous penis out of the nearest window and climb to safety.
I think I've seen this one before.
You get that. And
That's
then
funny.
this one's probably AI, but it's a thick and juicy 100% black anus, $6.99.
Yeah, I love that she's at the Selena truck stop. She's got their shirt on too. She worked there?
Maybe that looks fake, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
Let's get a KO.
All right. Let me share this with you. I think this is the one. Oh, wrong one. Here. A little boxing action over the weekend. So we got one. He's down under there. He gets a little up. Ask to the balls, but man, look at this.
Oh.
Oh, he just I don't know that below the belt shot. Oh, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't to the balls.
No, they look to the balls. Anything on the waistline is actually considered balls.
Really?
In boxing,
Let's see it
it's
again here.
considered a low blow. That's why the guys wear their shit hiked up so much.
Oh, right, yeah, right to the waistline. But either kill, drop the hands and then
Yeah.
oh.
It was reminiscent of a UFC one, but I can't remember where a guy got hit like five times on the way down. Like, he's so fucking KO'd right now. Oh, man. And then what do you have for knowledge?
Knowledge. Good question. Hang on. I was gonna say something about a show that I was checking out, and now I don't remember what it was. I lost it. Lost it. It's gone.
It was there, and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
It just goes, and then maybe it comes back, maybe it's
Oh
not.
no, here it is. I don't know if I mentioned this last time. Steve Carell, he has a new show called Brewster, which is on. I don't know if you're a Steve Carell fan, but it's lighthearted and kind of goofy. He's like a college professor. So I don't know. There's some funny shit that happens, you know, if you get
Which streaming platform?
I think HBO.
Okay.
Hey, I don't
I
remember.
don't know where anything is
Everything's
anymore. Like
everywhere.
all these
I think it's
shows.
HBO, but there's like 6 or 7 episodes. They're easy to watch if you're just looking to laugh a little bit. And
Yeah.
I don't know. The headmaster, who's a guy you would know once, I don't know what his name is, but he's an older guy. He's really funny. He's like eccentric and weird. He's always like taking his clothes off and being weird with people. Getting people to come over to his sauna and do like sauna with him, but he's like not gay. He's just really strange.
It's
So
like Yuri Prakash,
yeah, he's like kind of like that. Like he's
fucking
an idiot
weirdo.
savant kind of
Yeah,
weirdo, you know. So, anyways,
nice.
check it out. So,
I just have a picture, so I'll leave it on that.
I'm scared.
Little Kay
Whoa,
Hansen saying,
ew.
"Pretty in pink."
I agree.
That's how I like to close it out sometimes. Pretty in pink.
All
That
right,
note
well.
shut down.
We won't be talking UFC next week because the UFC sucks. No, I'm just kidding.
Fucking blows.
It blows. It'll be card of the year. Watch.
You
that's
know
how we
it.
make it happen. So we'll be back next week. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.